Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of the Presentation of Mary, and from the United States, I'm your preacher, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from Chicago with a preaching I'm calling As the World Falls Apart, Sing a New Song. The reading is from the book of Revelation, and it's got all sorts of imagery, and we could go round and round about what that imagery is all about, pulling in from various other apocalyptic literature that came before it. But I want you to just let it wash over you and feel how the changing of the images draw you in. We start with the scroll with seven seals, and who is worthy to open it? Ah, the only one would be a lion of the tribe of Judah. And that lion then turns into a lamb, as if it had been slaughtered. And then that lamb gets seven horns and seven eyes, and then everyone around sings a new song. So, listen up. Then I saw in the right hand of the one seated on the throne a scroll written on the inside and on the back sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break the seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep bitterly, because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw between the throne and the four living creatures, and among the elders, a lamb standing as if it had been slaughtered, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of the one who was seated on the throne. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. They sing a new song. "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slaughtered, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made of them to be a kingdom and priests serving our God, and they will reign on earth." Thus ends the reading. It goes on, and as the Lamb breaks open the seals, destructive powers are released on the earth, and the earth falls apart. But in heaven, they're singing, because thus needed it to be able to bring forth a new heaven and a new earth. This old one has to pass away. In that old one, there was one chosen people, and there were enemies on every side. But in this new one, God will bring forth saints from every tribe and language and people and nation. Everyone will work together in this new world, and it won't be a competition. And so the old world had to fall away, and we can rejoice that now is a time for the breaking of it, so that something new can come. Now is the time to let the anger and the hatred that was just under the surface go ahead and come to the surface, and let it all fall apart then, so that we can bring forth something new that will be built on peace, love, compassion. So think about that these days. Certainly in the United States, we have become a society of division, of anger and hatred toward one another, and that being the dominant story. But we're meant to love one another, cherish one another. Maybe this is the moment to let that anger break the old order so that a new one can be found in our hearts, can rise up. That will be a new song for us to sing. Let's sing it.